So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
Oh, can we stop?
No, hey.
Can we stop for paella?
We just had lunch, guys. Can we please just stick to the itinerary? Okay, we're in Spain for 1 week, okay?
Mr. Howard.
What?
We want paella.
We want paella.
You just had paella, guys. I mean, how many paella meals
but
do you want?
But it comes in that big dish, and we all get to sit around and eat communally.
All right, well, we'll stop at the next paella stand, okay?
Okay, fine, no paella. Tapas?
We want tapas.
It sounds like you guys just want food.
Can you take us to the topless tapas bar?
We're not going topless anywhere. Okay?
Titties and little plates.
No, listen, guys,
little portions and big titties.
You guys, can I just ask you, really, just please, I have been sent on this trip to Spain with you guys as the only chaperone, and I'm already overwhelmed.
Is this a punishment for you?
It sure as hell seems like it.
Thanks for letting us smoke cigarettes.
I'm not letting you. You're doing it. I've asked you to stop, and I put them out when you light them. Stop it.
Ow! Teacher's hitting me!
No,
help! Help! Help!
Okay, don't.
My teacher's hitting me!
Don't use broken English accents. Okay?
I'm trying
not
to get
funny.
Help from the
That's
locals.
Not funny here. Use Spanish if you're going to speak Spanish.
Why did we laugh?
Mr. Howard.
What?
I still don't understand why before the trip you had to legally adopt all of us.
Well, because part of the state rules on trips is that there has to be one chaperone for every 4 students unless you are their parent. And then there's no limit, so I had
to
legally
adopt. Paperwork.
I know.
Are we in your will, Mr. Howard?
Of course not. I don't have a will.
Why didn't you just bring more chaperones?
Because the school couldn't afford to put up more chaperones because obviously chaperones get their own rooms and hotels. They
I
don't
heard
have to
that
share.
There was the most chaperones ever and they all backed out last minute.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. That's really funny. I know that's a rumor that's going
Does
around
no
that people
one
backed out of chaperoning.
With you, Mr. Howard.
That's a funny
are
rumor.
Are you a bad traveler? What do you do?
What do you mean, what do I do?
Quirks?
I pack heavy.
Yeah.
I packed
That's
prepared.
Why most of us had to get another van.
Right. Well, you guys know I'm very affected by changes in the weather, so I have to be prepared for anything. Yeah. I have to bring different heaviness of coats. I have to bring my own blankets for hotels because I'm allergic to most of the materials that hotels use.
You're allergic to cotton?
Yes. And it's made my life very difficult, okay?
What is denim made out of?
Well, cotton, which is why my legs have stayed swollen.
For your family history.
Yeah.
That's why your legs have stayed swollen.
Yes, I'm not fat.
You're just swollen.
I'm swollen. I've had an allergic reaction. Okay, but I could see it in your eyes. Listen, guys, stop.
Our contacts. They roast Mr. Howard.
Wait, come here.
Look close. Look at my contacts.
Okay, the left one says virgin, and the right one says...
Swollen.
I wanted it to say fatty, but it's more accurate, the left
swollen
one.
Swollen virgin.
Swollen virgin. That's funny that you think that I'm a swollen virgin.
Sorry.
Well, Mr. Dad. Howard, thanks for taking us all. And yeah, thanks for being our dad. And I want to go get tapas with titties.
Okay, well, you can't do that, okay? You are a 16-year-old
kid. Come on, big titties, tiny plates, big titties. Tiny place.
I don't even know if that place exists. Have you guys been searching? If you know what? Hey,
none of the Google searches come back with anything.
Okay. What do you mean?
We've been trying to Google all trip.
Titty tapas. We're Googling it.
Well, then it probably doesn't exist.
And you know what we've been Googling with paella?
Pussy?
Howard. Dad.
Dad.
I'm telling mom.
Okay, well, you don't have a mother here.
Penis paella.
Oh.
Hey, Dad.
Yes?
There's a girl in the other van.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. Confess.
There's a girl in the other van. Veronica.
Uh-huh.
You know Veronica?
Veronica Vaughn.
Veronica Vaughn?
Veronica Vaughn.
Oh, uh-huh. Veronica Vaughn.
And I was thinking on this trip I'd try to flamingo dance with her.
Okay, flamenco.
Okay.
No,
we're practicing flamingo dance.
Leg up, pink body, and stinky.
Okay, I don't know if
eating shrimp the whole time.
Yeah, come
on. Leg up, pink body, and stinky.
I don't know if that's real. Like, I think you'll have to take flamenco lessons. If you want to learn how to dance, that's the dance. It's not flamingo
dancing.
Wait,
if you do flamingo dancing, you need to use casting nets.
Casting nets for the shrimp.
Yes.
When you flamingo dance, you casting nets for the shrimp. But I'm wondering, what if I ask her to flamingo dance with me and she says no?
Yeah, how do you deal with...
What if she says bacock?
What if she wants to do the chicken dance?
Well, I think that's a...
How do you deal with loss or roadblocks?
Well, in this specific instance, Roger, I'd say what you would do is you would say, I would really love to flamingo dance, I guess if that's a thing, but I'll do what you'd like to do because I'm a guy who likes to compromise.
Okay, what if I'm not as much of a pushover as you?
Okay. Well, then
what
maybe
if it
you
has
should...
flamingo or no go?
Then I think you've made up your mind and there was no reason for you to ask me this question.
And we're not meant to be together?
Maybe not. If you want to do things that she doesn't want to do and you have no interest in doing the things that she wants to do, maybe you're not meant to be together. It's the story of my life.
Teacher Dad?
Yeah, okay.
Why have you been so nervous whenever any women talk to you here?
Well, because I fear miscommunication with a woman who doesn't speak my language, if I'm being honest. I'm scared that they might ask me something and I might respond in a way that makes me seem like a creep. That's the truth. I don't want to be caught up in some sort of scandal while I'm out here with 35 children.
Is that why you got so nervous when we went to ask that one woman for directions that you asked her where the erections were?
Yeah. That is an example of the thing that I'm afraid of, Roger.
Yeah.
Was that like when we were in the restaurant ordering paella and you asked the waitress, the pretty waitress, where the erections were?
Yeah. You guys are seeing a pattern in sort of the thing that I have issues with when I'm looking for the bathroom.
Remember when you were trying to explain that you have you've lost some of your hearing and she thought you said I'm hard instead of I'm hard of hearing?
Well, that's because I got choked up when I was singing and I didn't get hearing
you
cried.
Out.
Yeah, because I was so scared.
You said I'm hard and then you started crying.
Yeah.
It's been hard on the trip because we haven't really like made it anywhere.
Well, that's because you guys keep asking us to change directions. If you just stick to the itinerary, which I gave you at the beginning of the trip, we would get to do things. But you guys keep wanting to call audibles, okay?
Okay, well, what are we doing next, Teacher Howard Dad?
We're going to go see a river.
Okay. The river.
Which river?
One of the Spanish ones. Okay? I don't know the name of it. The tour group.
Is it the Nile?
It's not the Nile because that
El
isn't
Toro?
Here. The El Toro River?
Yeah, is it that?
It could be. Is that
on the map here.
Okay, then that's where we're going. We're going to the El Toro River.
All right.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, we're on the way. The bus
Mr.
is
Howard
moving.
Doesn't want to see the Nile because he's been living in it his whole life.
That's funny.
You're in denial.
You kids got a really good sense of humor.
And we know what you're denying.
What am I denying?
Your truth.
Your truth.
What's my truth, Thomas?
Swollen virgin.
Okay.
Admit it.
Okay. I'm not denying that I'm swollen.
Mr. Howard, would you mind picking the music? I'm tired of choosing all the music.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd
tired.
Love to pick the music. What kind of mood are you guys in? Light jazz? Michael Bolton?
No, we're
Santana.
Tired of picking.
Okay.
Yeah, you just pick something.
Okay.
But
well,
we wouldn't be mad at Santana.
Yeah. Santana.
We are teens.
We're teens and we're in Spain. Santana it is.
All right. Well, here it comes.
So the radio's still broken?
You can't just sing.
Hang on. I kind of like that.
Oh.
Well, it's a hot one. Minnesota, new sun.
Maybe we can do something without music for a while.
Girl, you're so smooth.
Oh, yeah, I can flamingo to this.
Ooh. Stinky.
Look at David, one leg up, standing in place. Eating shrimp off the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cast the net. Cast the net.
All right, I'm out of breath, guys. I can't sing
anymore. Okay.
You ran out of breath from singing
Look!
Some of the first verse of Smooth?
Sitting in a van?
Look! A bullfighter!
Wow, in the wild!
A velvet pants, big cape.
Little Mickey dead. Mouse hat. Look at that, he's, right on the side of the road.
Guys, dead. Don't look. Everybody turn away. Turn
I didn't
away.
Know they did it on the street
Stop.
Sometimes.
Jesus.
I don't know if that's actually a bullfighter, guys.
Oh, well, what is it? He's, just, he's
it's
got a
dead man in velvet?
I think
he's got
it's
a
just
sword.
A velvet dead man. Everybody, bus driver, don't stop. No, stop.
Oh, people are taking pictures.
We're getting out? The door
no,
open?
No.
This is a stop on the tour?
So what do? We just kiss him?
No, you don't kiss a dead this
Welcome
dead man.
To the dead bullfighter. Please line up and have a kiss.
Okay, when in Spain.
All right, they win in stop. Spain.
Okay, guys, just make it quick, okay?
All right.
All right, load back up.
Wait a second, he's getting up.
You've saved the bullfighter. He's alive.
Gracias.
Now.
Gracias.
That oh my is God. TH.
Gracias, niños.
Wow.
Okay, toro, toro.
No, another toro. He got hit again.
Oh, my God.
He's
Gord
dead.
In the face.
Mi cabeza.
Oh,
okay,
he's
sir.
Dead.
Sir, are you okay?
Let us off the bus.
Un beso,
Let us off the
por
bus.
Here.
Oh, gracias.
It
Soy
works.
En vivo.
It works.
Gracias, niños.
It works.
Un this beso is the most
amazing Okay, just don't look for a bull.
And stop
don't
saying
look
thank
for
you,
a
babies.
Gracias, un beso de los niños.
No. You're disgusting, sir.
Soy en vivo.
Hey, El Toro, Toro.
Get a normal
get
job.
Adios.
Oh!
All right, back on the bus. We're leaving this dead man here. We're leaving
him.
This dead man here.
Goodbye, bullfighter.
Adios, niños. Beautiful.
Bye, beautiful babies.
Well, yeah. In half English Spanish. You know what? Let's not do any more of these roadside attractions, Mr. Bus Driver.
That was awesome.
That was awesome. We kissed a bullfighter until he came back alive again, and then he died.
Yeah.
Spain is magic.
I think that was just a creepy man.
Look! A barn full of jamon.
Oh, my God. Are they eating acorns?
Oh, my gosh. Acorns and jamon.
What even is a jamon?
Jamon from
Ham.
The pig.
Ham?
Yes.
Oh. I can tell those are those delicious pigs that eat only acorns
no,
to
no,
get
Mr.
really
Bus
sweet.
Driver,
yes,
stop.
Pata negra.
Please don't stop.
Blackfoot.
Okay.
Blackfoot pigs.
Okay, guys.
It's famous,
just,
I swear.
Just make it quick,
okay?
Okay,
come on up. Kiss the dead pig.
Okay.
The hosts here are so American.
Oh, you brought the dead pig back to life.
Thank you.
Okay.
The dead pig back to life.
Okay, let's get back on the bus, guys.
Thank
this is
you.
Crazy. Thank you so much, sir.
Oh!
The bull just killed
my pigs. My pigs.
Oh!
My livelihood.
Okay, just.
Please. Please come kiss the pig, you little boys. Thank you.
I'm alive.
I kissed his Blackfoot.
Okay,
you
let's get back on the bus.
My acorn pigs.
Oh.
Here, take this magical hat.
Is this a? This kind of feels like a hat.
Yeah. What's that?
It feels like a regular hat.
Whoa! See what magic it brings you when you bury it in the sand tonight.
Whoa. I don't get to keep it.
Awesome.
Well, you could wear it also, but it won't be magical.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you so much. We're gonna get out. We're gonna get that. Get out of here.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
One last warning about the hat.
Oh. Well.
Okay. I guess I'll just wear it. And
guys,
see
enough
happens.
Of this. Okay, we're not getting off the bus anymore. Too much weird stuff's
okay.
happening in Spain. Okay, we're staying on the bus until we get to the river,
El Toro River.
Yes.
And Mr. Howard,
this is
what?
Is.
At the last hotel, why was the bill for your room so much higher on checkout, like
That's
incidentals
interesting.
And stuff?
That's an interesting question.
They kept saying, "Did you enjoy the film?"
Yeah. Well, I looked at the
and then they said, "I'm sorry, wait, films."
Yeah, I accidentally
Looks like
rented
you watched
a lot
of
movies.
Our films.
I accidentally watched them, and then I accidentally rented them, and then I watched them
Especially
because I didn't want to waste them.
Scenes you kept rewinding over and over and over.
And I don't know how they had that the analytics to know that that's true.
They
but
said, unfortunately, you do have to pay for the rewind and pause button on the remote because you broke them from over years.
Now that's funny that you guys
why
overheard.
Why would you
this.
Break the pause?
Why
button?
Were you guys near the checkout desk? I told you to stay in the breakfast area.
We were
why
playing.
Were you Yeah.
We're playing.
You don't get to play. Okay?
What were you watching, rewinding and pausing?
I was accidentally watching a porno movie.
Oh,
Mr.
my God.
Dad.
No. It,
what accidentally?
It?
How'd you do that?
They wouldn't let
Big
me stop it. The stop button on the...
Were you watching Big Titty
I was watching Big Titty Tapas 8. It's the 8th in a series.
Big Titty Tapas?
Yes, okay.
Did you watch Penis Paella?
Penis Paella wasn't on demand.
Wait. Did you record it on your phone, all of it?
No.
Because we want to see.
I'm not going to show
us
you
all?
Big Titty Tapas.
If you don't show us, you can't go back to America.
That's right.
We're going to tell our
parents. We have your passport. We have your passport. I'm holding it out the window.
How did you get my passport?
And if you show us, we won't tell you.
I'm holding your passport.
A bull is charging
at
my passport.
No bull. Ow.
Oh, my God. He's running right into the airport.
No. What? Excuse me? Don't you dare pretend to be me.
Party of one? Your seat on the airplane's ready.
Howard Levis looks right. Yeah, you look like Howard Levis.
Wait, how's that bull getting on? That bull's going to go back to America and pretend to be me?
Oh, my
that
God,
bull's
Mr.
Walking
Levis.
On hind legs.
No, that bull's not me.
Hello, I'm a swollen virgin.
No, okay, I'm calling
Mr.
This
virgin,
bull.
How would you like to join the Mile High Club?
No, thank you. I'm just going to watch my film.
Okay, I'm going to call the school right now and let them know that a bull's coming back pretending to be me.
Sir! You cannot watch that film on the flight. You cannot watch that film on the flight. We've seen Titty Tapas, and it is not allowed.
You've seen it?
Of course.
Why did you get to watch it, but you passed judgment on me?
Because I watched it on my own time, sir.
Why don't you just get back to flying the plane, Mr.
You're
pilot?
Right. I'm the pilot. Someone else should handle this.
I'm not
day.
A bull. I'm Howard Levis, and I'm going back to take his identity.
Okay. Mr. Bus Driver, why did we
Goodbye.
Come to the airport? Okay.
Shit. Now it's done and final.
Yeah.
I guess we have to go back to America and let Mr. Dad Teacher stay.
Yeah, and I guess from this point out, I'm a bull. In America, I'm a bull.
And that's, in Spain, you're also a bull.
It's canon now.
Yeah. So, yeah, I
Toro,
guess I'm a bull.
Toro.
Oh, God. Why do I feel, Toro, I feel compelled?
Toro.
Oh, Mr. Howard's being a bull.
Oh, my God.
Got him with the classic. Put the cape right in front of a brick wall.
Oh, Mr. Levis.
Well, Mr. He's passing out.
He's passing out.
Ooh, there's a Tapas restaurant. Pull over.
Pull over, Mr. Bus Driver.
All right. Stay flippy, Dead Howard.
Stay flippy, Dead Howard.
Stay flippy.
Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all that I know. You gotta hit the road, but first, pour me a cup of that Joe.
Hey, this is Josh. I'm the producer for the Teacher's Lounge. The guys would like to thank Casey Trela for making the amazing theme song for the show. You can check out more of his music at tuftmusic.com. That's T-U-F-T music.com. They also have a bunch of awesome merch available at podswag.com. And if you like the show, make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. Or you can tweet at the guys at Big Grande Tweets. Thanks for listening.